For all your fantasy football needs, check out the Ringer Fantasy Football Show with me, Craig Horlbeck, along with Danny Heifetz and Danny Kelly. That's the Ringer Fantasy Football Show on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
I just pulled up the show notes. I have another opening segment. Do you want to do yours first, though?
I'm okay with that. Here's the problem is, like, when you do an opening segment that we have no idea about, this is like more of a catchy grab people type of thing. That's why that is put there. But if you have something better, I think that would be great.
Mine is to catch the collector. Yours seems
catch
like it's going to
catch the collector.
Oh, collectors will be interested in my talk.
Interested. I see. What
I don't
you're
think
saying.
Collectors are going to care about Wemby, but I think a whole group of other people will.
Well, it's not just, it starts as a Wemby conversation that
let's go with yours.
Goes into NBA as a total.
If you're a collector of cards, I have a cool segment next that is cheerly for cardboard nerds.
Perfect. That's
but
a great
Jesse
follow-up
has
segment.
A market sports, more market, more sports relevant hype topic.
You know, this is all about clickbait. If I could be on a thumbnail for the podcast, I would literally just yell out like, we just found Jimmy Hoffa's grave. You know, it would be anything sensational for clicks.
Just to be clear. So they went to the trouble of like masking, like hiding his body, but they dug him a grave.
You don't know. They didn't.
That sounds reasonable to you, though.
Well, when I say grave, people are going to ask themselves, wait, they dug him a grave? I got to check this out. Bam. You tell me that didn't work. It worked on you just now. You would have clicked.
I don't know. We're not good at clickbait stuff anyway. So I don't buy it, but I'm excited about your segment. That part I'm excited about. And we have news.
We got a number of things. We have a lot of little things and some bigger things. So, full show. Let's jump right in.
Did you see the Nashville? Well, real quick, the Nashville card show is 800 tables this weekend?
I did. That's why I wanted you to go.
I think I'm going to go Saturday. She has
you
people.
Are?
She has some friends coming. Her boss wants to come by.
Oh, well, I'm going on Friday. So.
Doc Mern's coming by.
Oh, okay.
But wait, I just saw that. Now
there's
like,
no chance she's going to let you go.
I already talked to her.
Okay.
But that's insane.
Why can't you go Friday then?
She doesn't have people coming to the house Friday to hang out with her.
Oh my God. I can't with you. That's fine. I get it though. I do get it.
I sound like you get it. I
get it. You're going to go on Saturday and I'm going
to
go on
Friday. Well, tell your wife to go hang out with her on Friday and I could probably go Friday. But I didn't want to put that on you or anybody else. So, and she's had a rough week. So I'm not trying to put more on her plate. I was going to stay around and help tomorrow.
I thought you said there was a doctor's appointment. That's the only reason I would have said.
Oh, I have a doctor's. Yes. I have a physical tomorrow, but it's at 10 a.m. Oh, that's like 20 minutes.
The card show is more important than the physical.
I can go right after.
You know what's funny is
you
last
go after?
Card show we went to, you had just had a physical and you found out you had a little bit of low T.
I did not have low T. I have lower T than I've had in the past. It was still within the acceptable
that's why
range.
I said a little bit of low T, not a large.
It doesn't qualify as low T.
It's low T. It's lower than my T. I'll tell you that much.
Is TRT, is that what I need to do?
What's TRT?
Testosterone replacement therapy? Or I just want shots of testosterone?
That's my brother. He knows.
I know. Hannah is like booked this. I didn't even know I had this till last
week.
Here's
the thing though, guys. If you get, and everybody listening, if you get testosterone shots, once you start getting injections, you basically have to be on them forever because your body will basically stop creating its own. So just be prepared.
How often is he taking a shot of that, by the way?
I don't know. I think it's like once a week maybe, or it could be less often.
In the butt?
Yes.
Butt shot?
Butt shot, yep.
don't know how I feel about that.
Wimby. Is Wimby still hyped or just right?
You think Wimby's ever had a shot in the butt?
Especially when you have names like that. Vaccine? When you have topic lingo like that, oh, it just rolls off the tongue.
You know his full name?
Victor Wimbenyama. Why wouldn't I know that?
Well, you're not good with names. I was asking.
Oh, Mama Wimbenyama. That's what they were yelling at the Spurs Thunder game on Monday. We left the show saying we weren't sure if they were playing. They definitely were
playing.
Who
was yelling that?
The announcers.
Really?
Yeah, as he was playing. I actually heard them actually say that. I wish I could say that was my own. It's not. But obviously, if you saw any of the game, he only played like 20 minutes or so.
Him and Chet had a cool back and forth.
And they definitely did. Chet was looking amazing as well, which you clarified for me that Chet is a rookie in the NBA this year because he did not play any because of the injury.
Still
however,
qualifying rookie, correct?
For his cards, you were looking at 2022 cards for him versus 2023.
Banchero and Chet.
Wimby and Scoot and anybody else.
Wimby and Scoot, 23. Banchero and Chet, 22. You know Chet's last name.
Holmgren. Dude, I do my prep, bro. So I pulled up a little
bit of Wimby.
Facts,
by the way. You stole the name from the announcers. You stole that the testosterone shot from me. I shared that fact with you. Once you start getting shots, you can't come off it.
Is there any data that isn't stolen from somewhere else? I mean, what do you want me to do? Only talk about my own personal life experiences?
That I do not want to hear. That actually only applies in the room, though. If you steal from somebody outside the room, you don't have to announce it.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I announced that you have low T. And
okay, I have to share. I know you're annoyed, and I'll be done. Literally just got a message from somebody I don't even know. It's just a picture of something that says Jimmy Dean sausage.
It's a deodorant stick.
Deodorant stick, Jimmy Dean sausage. I got to find out who this is. Okay, Wimby and Chet, I'm pumped.
Wimbenyama's pricing has, if anybody did not know, he totally spiked earlier in the year out of this world pricing, but it is come way, way, way back down to earth. This was the only thing that has a ton of consistent sales recently, but I'm going to talk about a few different cards. This is his Panini Instant card that came out when he was drafted in 2023, the draft night. This is a comparison of PSA 10s and also non-grade. So raw and PSA 10s. The raw is currently selling for like nothing. It's like $9, $7. But it's, again, this is not like the big card, right? We're going to start small. This card has jumped all around. It goes pretty consistently from $5 to like $17. The PSA 10 graded version of this card has started back maybe early October. So just a couple of weeks ago, this card for a PSA 10 was doing like $56. It has since, this is again, after the fall from the super highs he was at, he's now selling this card for about $75. So a nice 50% increase over the last couple weeks. Then you jump over to, say, some of his more popular cards we're looking at. I'm not even pulling up the Bowman U stuff yet. But if you look at the Sports Illustrated for Kids card, the one that everyone was so hyped up about, no one has like a PSA 10 of this card, by the way, but the PSA 7, which is a more average, there's a decent pop count of those. Those fell from like $1,000 down to $250. Again, this is September, but then since hype for NBA started coming back, he's up $575 for these cards. The Wimbenyama market for Bowman U out of 75.
Inception?
Yes. No, okay. I'm sorry. Not Inception. This is
Bowman Chrome U.
Bowman Chrome U.
That's brand new, too. Oh, no, it's not. That's been out for a while. You go ahead. Sorry.
So Bowman Chrome U was doing about $5,000 for those cards just a few months ago. Those are down.
Base autos?
These are for out of 75 yellow.
Yellow autos.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was around $5,000, a little bit more at times, down to $2,000 as of the last couple sales. This card, obviously, Wimbenyama is very hyped still. The question is, does that fall from here? Because I think anyone would say $2,000 for an auto out of 75 for a guy who hasn't even really played an official NBA game seems a little crazy, seems out there. But if he maintains this level of playing, which at this point, it looks like he's young enough, he's not injured himself yet, he may continue it. Is there any chance that this is something that only goes up from this point? Has he hit his floor?
I don't think so. Yeah, he's still way too expensive and too hyped.
So
in this market, so a year ago, I would have said maybe.
What we're seeing too, because I compared like with the other NBA players, the top ESPN just did a release of like the top 100 ranked 2023 players. The overall consensus as I was pulling up pricing for like the top 10 is these guys are actually up over the last 3 months. This reminds me very much of the football market right before the season started, where there's so much hype building up. There's guys actually going up in value. And then once everybody started playing,
womp, womp.
We've only, as of right now, the last 3 months in the NFL market, there's only a handful of guys, you know, with the bigger names that are actually up. So
No. Hang on. Remember, we did this. You pulled this research last time.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the guys who were up were Tua and Jordan Love. Those were two of the three. Those are not big names. The big names are down.
Oh, you don't consider Tua a big name?
No.
Well, I mean, like, I'm saying big name in the overall sense of football
when compare
to the rest of the players in this season.
No. That's what I mean. No. And Jordan Love
like
either.
Other position players. I'm not even talking about just quarterbacks. You don't think Tua is considered a big name?
No, especially before the season like that. Absolutely not. Not even close.
What?
Yeah, no. I mean, he's a big name for us because we talk about his rookie cards a lot. But like, if you go down the top 100 players in the league, I bet he wasn't on the list. And Jordan Love for sure wouldn't. Those are not big names. That's what was actually interesting.
Okay, Tua and Jordan Love, yes.
Trying to think who the third one was.
But there's also Zach.
Zach Wilson. Again, yeah, nobody.
I can think of Zach Efron. Yeah, Zach Wilson. But no, the other, I guess they're, I mean, if you're viewing it from that point of view.
Brady, Mahomes, all the big guys
I consider almost every quarterback above the majority of every other position. If you're a starting quarterback.
So if you're going to say that, fine. But even then, only one of those guys was a for sure starter coming into the league this year. I mean, I think we thought Jordan Love. That's not true.
Jordan Love. So Tua.
Right. But Tua, yeah, I mean, not like if you say, I think most people would say neither one of those were top 15 or top 20 quarterbacks coming into the season. Maybe top 15 for Tua. Jordan Love, I don't think anybody was taking a flyer on. The big names are down. That's why I'm scared about the NBA.
Well,
we're seeing the same thing.
Well, I think that same point was still along the same lines of what I was getting to is that before the season, the majority of people were still hyped. And this goes along with the names I pulled because they were all big guys in the NBA.
The Giannis, the Joker, the Tatum, the Lucas.
Exactly. Sure. All of those.
I think we're going to see 10. The same thing.
You think we're going to see a same downturn?
I think so.
Because here's the thing. I think a lot of people consider the downturn we see in the NFL right now also due in part to what we see in the overall market.
But that's not going to change in the next month or two when the season starts.
Well, I mean, to say that we won't see a change, we're currently seeing like the stock market itself is actually on the up. It's on the rise over the last week. Like the last couple of weeks, it's been doing okay. Since October, it's been doing a little bounce
back. Let me ask you a straightforward question. Just to give me a direct yes or no. Mm-hmm. Do you, or up or down, whatever, do you think in general, the financial forecast over the next 6 months is positive or negative?
You have to be more specific when you say financial forecast because there's different sectors that are going to do better. And sometimes just because the market's doing well doesn't mean the overall individual household is doing okay. Like average spend, even though jobless claims are at all-time lows right now, we're still seeing a lot of people who can't afford to pay some bills. We're fortunate in where we live in the country that it's not as bad, but there's other parts of the world where we see like in California and Philadelphia, all this looting and things like that. There's that. And then that goes to talk about other parts of crime and things like that. But average people's means to provide for their family does seem to be down overall. So if you're saying the financial sector, as far as people being able to afford to pay for
commodities,
everyday things, honestly, I don't see it getting much worse than where we're at right now.
See, I'm starting to get interested in that now.
Because
real estate has slowed. Traditionally, real estate dictates the entire market in this country. It's been like the same thing for like the last...
No, I agree.
And so what's weird is now we're hitting these inflation things and they're saying like now we're actually starting to... We had been talking about inflation, which I don't understand, by the way. And I'm only going off what I actually just watched. But they were like, now inflation is one of these weird things where it's talked about and there's... It hits a very select few because it's super spotty.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying like, hey, this is when it's actually hitting. And so me and Hannah talked about this the other day. Groceries, gas, there's like a bunch of different things that are now hitting pricing that's weird. And they're like, these are actual, we're going to start seeing actual like blue collar, middle class people affected by inflation.
But they've been they've been affected for a while now.
I don't think it has been. They're saying it's more widespread.
100% has.
Well, not according
to this shrinkflation that you've heard of that, right?
But no, not at all. But this report was saying middle class is being hit harder right now because everything is kind of coming to a head.
Well, all I'll say
that's why I'm worried about the marketing cards.
And I apologize because we've gone way off topic in the sense of like, I do know that we need to talk more about cards, but I will end.
You're fine. You're making a good point, dude.
I'll just end with the point of last year, 2022. I think we had a very similar conversation. And I said that I didn't think we were going to have as big of a drop in 2023. I think it was going to be a little bit of a soft landing. And I got roasted for that take. On Facebook group. Well, I don't think you agreed with it, but you weren't aggressive about it. But the overall consensus was like I was being way too optimistic and that we were going to see like 2023 was the year of like recession to depression era type of things. And of course, we haven't seen that. Like we haven't seen like the best market ever, but it also has not been.
Card or real world?
Real world.
See, again, you say that, but like the housing market right now and commercial property market is down. Is way worse than it was last year.
I know, but I mean, again, that is that sector of things. The overall stock market compared to this time last year, I think is up or it's close to where it was last year. We did have a down and then it's come back up.
Sure.
But anyways, I think it's affecting
cards more than we think, though. I really do for the first time ever.
Well, and so if it is affecting cards, back to the original point, then it depends on the NBA season, your card values, who you're buying now versus who you might want to wait on buying is going to be depending on what you think the market's going to do.
Yeah, because that's my point. Like you're telling me right now, Victor's kind of seems like he's bottomed out in recent history. He's kind of low. And we saw him come up and play really
well. That's more of a question. I'm not saying I believe that he's bottomed out. It's just more of like a thought.
But you're presenting facts, which are accurate. His pricing right now has seemed to stabilize on some of these things at a lower price than it's been in a while. That's a fact. We've seen him come out and play pretty exciting, albeit preseason basketball. Exciting, scoring, different angles, shooting, whatever. Cool. And like they're releasing top 10 lists. And hey, these top 10 guys, most of these guys are up right now over the past 3 months. But if you were to ask me right now, who am I going to go out and buy in the NBA with the thought of like buying either because I think it's a good time to buy it and hold or buy it to go buy it and flip? I don't have a single name to give you. And I mean that. Okay. Porzingis was one because kind of like the Jordan Loves in the two is he's coming off a crazy down and he's in a brand new situation.
Okay.
Dame Lillard was another. So there are a couple. I take it back.
Okay.
Dame coming off a bad situation in Portland. But other than that, I mean, if you want to take a flyer, Anthony Davis, but I don't trust his health. But again, coming off a down, but there's nobody who's performed well recently who I look at and say, oh, yeah, they're going to perform well and their pricing will reflect it. I don't think there's anybody.
It is my only argument to it is we already know how much hype has a factor in card pricing, right? And it seems to me, and again, I could be wrong, but it seems to me that we're seeing a little bit more excitement around this year NBA than we did last year's NBA season. And that's where I wonder if that would help propel those prices.
I think that is so momentary, though. Lillard created a huge wave.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I think that was the best offseason. And the Anthony Beal, KD, Devin Booker, like amazing trio there in Phoenix.
Yeah.
We've seen a couple things like that. People are hyped about the Celtics because Porzingis came out and played great. Wemby. I think we're seeing individual moments of that. But like, if you go look at cards right now in the NBA, it's slow. I mean, dude, even talking to big breakers, I've had this conversation with two people now because we don't break it. Like, I can never gauge the basketball card market based on what me and Eddie do because we don't do enough.
Yeah.
But it's slow. Like, I don't know. And again, the other tough thing, these guys don't have autos in product and they're not going to. That's brutal. Like, Wemby's not going to have autos in product.
Wemby, do we know that anybody else? Do we know Scoot?
Well, I don't think Scoot is going to either. I think we're going to see. Thing
we just don't know. That's my only question.
I know and I don't know. So.
Well.
Take that for what it's worth, but I think it makes it tough.
So my comparison on pricing though comes from all non-autoed cards anyway. So if you're looking at the Dame Lillard, Anthony Davis, obviously Dame is up, but Anthony Davis, and this is over the last 3 months, base prism PSA 10. Every one of these is okay. So Dame is up 6%, which I actually thought it'd be a good bit higher than that.
I wonder if it's way more if you just did the last 20 days, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure it is, because those cars, yeah, I know it is, actually. I tried to buy some. Okay, and it was good.
So he's up 6%. Anthony Davis, 21%.
See, this is funny, though. These are the guys I just mentioned. There's huge opportunity there, potentially, because these are top talent in the league guys,
yep.
And they're coming off either something great has happened, Lillard goes to an amazing scenario, or Davis coming off a season where he missed a ton of time again.
Okay. I mean, that could be. I mean,
that's what I mean, right? Like,
but
I
there are some other names.
Who are the other names?
You see some increase, but not much, which may go back to your point. They haven't had much news around them. Giannis is up 3%.
He got Lillard. But see, again, newsworthy.
Well, yes. Right. Yeah. He is up 3%.
I'm not, by the way, I'm literally trying
probably
to,
down.
I'm literally trying to play devil's advocate, but I can explain away all these so far.
Actually, I totally forgot. Yeah, I would think actually Giannis would be up because, of course, the Lillard news.
If you look at them, I wouldn't be shocked, though, if 60 days ago, down. The Lillard news has affected it so much, it's corrected the entire 98. Who else is on the list?
Kevin Durant is up 4%.
I just mentioned Hang on. Kevin Durant got Bradley Beal. Like, again, they see there's a huge offseason move to make it happen. It's not that the market. Luka. Now, Luka's interesting. Kyrie thing.
Flat, basically.
Okay.
Luka's essentially flat. He hasn't done a lot. But Tatum has had a nice bump, 26%.
Tatum's getting a ton of hype from the press, too, now. He's also got a team around a lot of people. I actually am on the fence. I don't know it's going to be as good as. But again, you're going to bring in Jrue Holiday and Porzingis. People are excited about those moves.
Joel Embiid up 18%. And
that's shocking to me.
SGA up 18%.
SGA is a young guy, cheaper than most. People take a flyer. So Embiid's the only one on that list I look at and go, huh. Maybe so people are legitimately just buying his stuff, which is weird.
Of the, like, that NBA top 10 list for 2023 players, the only two that are down are LeBron and Joker.
Steph's not on the list?
Oh, Steph is flat. He's actually zero. If you're
LeBron and Joker, that's
his rookie.
And that makes sense. Joker's down. He was so high up winning a championship. He comes down.
And Steph and LeBron, I kind of like considered out a little bit anyways, because theirs are so high. Like,
their legacy.
And this is his 2009 tops.
Yeah, and, Curry, and their legacy, you know? Guys. It's already set.
Yeah. But yep. Joker was the one that was more surprising to me.
It's not, though. He comes off that high. Right. In a better market. Year,
yes.
And then, so that makes sense.
So he's down 16%. Really? So Joker actually is the one that I think, if anything, you might consider as a possibility.
I wouldn't. But I can see your point. You can make a case. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yep. Not touching him. Not yet. You really cannibalized this opening segment.
I like it. This was interesting. There's a lot to talk about as far as the basketball market goes. There's a lot of hype in it right now. And just watching a game seems exciting. But to your credit and to the point of what we saw at the NFL, are we just expected to see another thing where there's hype and then a fall off?
That's what I think. I want you to do something next. I want you to shut your mouth and not react to what I'm about to say to you. Okay. I think that might be a top five performance for you opening segment. You clearly articulated what you were saying. Just don't do me a favor. Turn around. Shut your mouth and turn around. I don't want you to look at me when I compliment you. It seemed well thought out. Maybe it wasn't, but it seemed well thought out. And I thought you presented an interesting, diverse argument to the one I had. That's it. Oh, say something about your health so I can rip you apart now. Let's balance it out. Well done. I like that. I didn't know. I thought you were just going to do something stupid with Wemby. I was irritated.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Nice job.
No.
Well done. Say something nice about me.
I say nice things all about you all the time. I say to your credit. Remember, I said that probably 5 times last segment.
If you stole my testosterone line.
I gave you the setup. You didn't take it right away. All right. It's your turn. Go ahead. You had a segment.
Yeah. This is for the collectors. Enough with Jesse's bullcrap.
Sure.
It's fair. I don't want to follow that up now. It's going to be a largely visual segment. So you're going to like this.
That's why I took over the opening segment.
Here is where I'm at. I was talking to Russ about this, my brother, on the way in.
Okay.
Longtime collector like me. More of a collector than I am. Collector as opposed to
flipper. He seems like a real fan. Not just for any money or anything like that. Yeah.
Yep. Every now and again, this is a perfect time. I talked about this, I think it was even the last episode, maybe the one before this. The market, unsure what to buy. I'm still in the game of like, I can buy something and flip in a couple of days because I have a network out there. I've been around for a long time. I can buy stuff and flip it for 10, 20% real quick because I have a big audience. But realistically, most people can't do that. Like, most people cannot just go out and buy something at 80% and sell it for 100%. They make 20. Great. It doesn't work that way. So I understand that. So, and breaking has been slow. The past week, like I said, I refunded my first, I think that is the first time I've had to refund a break. It was a $48, four or five $4 or $5 baseball random teams mixer on Card Shop Live. I sold 12 spots in 2 days. There are nights I'll go through 4 to 6 breaks like that in a night and then a full case break of something and singles. Slow week.
Okay.
No problem. It is what it is. It happens. But I was, and that's why the other day it kind of spurred on, like, you know, I've kind of gotten to looking to grail stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm actually excited. The Larry Bird card I was talking about last week. Remember with the tag?
Yes.
That guy Travis is going to be at the show.
Oh, is he really?
So that's another reason I want to go.
Oh, nice.
Even if I have to take Theo with me, I'm going. I'm getting that Bird card. I'm going to lowball him like you read about. Oh, but I'm excited about that. So that was my focus. I'm like, you know, forget the market, the flipping, all the crap. Let me just unplug from that and just kind of get back into just collecting. And that's why the hobby, when things get slow, guys like me who can go back to that full out collector mode, it works. Cause yeah. I don't care what the market is. I bought for my set last night. I was actually super excited about this. I bought the Joe Montana for my autograph set last night.
Oh, did you really?
I've been working on that set. Cause my rule with that set,
the sign of the time set, right?
Yeah. Okay. You know, a year?
No.
2001. I can't believe you knew the name.
But you say it 1,000 times.
I'm still impressed. Shut up.
Stop being impressed.
Freaking compliments,
dude. Here's the backhanded compliment that comes is that you get impressed by like things that shouldn't be impressive.
That's sign of the time. In fact, you knew the name of the auto, so that's pretty good. I have kind of had a rule with that set, though, where I try my hardest not to just buy the cards on eBay. Like, I try to make an actual, either an in-person deal, find it, make a trade, whatever. Found this Mikey G on Facebook, known him for years. Somebody tagged me in the post. He had it. It's a PSA 8. Thrilled. $250. Ecstatic. And so it got me on his kick last night. And I used to do this. And I think everybody listening who is an actual card collector, like who's been in the game for a while, does this, I would say at least twice a year. You literally just sit down. You dig into your PC box. Like, oh, forgot I had this. Oh, yeah, here's the story behind that card. I literally did that for probably an hour last night.
Oh, wow.
Just literally going through. Now, I know Jesse's not going to let me go through all my card. That's fine. We're not supposed to. It's a podcast. You can't see it.
Yep.
But I had more fun doing that last night.
That's cool.
Than I have if I snap fill 5 cases of Bowman Chrome to break them, or if I buy a lot and I flip it, or if I come back and I go 10 for 10 on grades from SGC and they're all 10s. Literally, and it did. And I know I am oversimplifying this, but this is why when I hear people make the stupid comments of like, well, market's dead. It's going to nothing.
Yeah.
That's why it's not. Because there are so many people in the game for the love of the game.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. I mean, like, I am going to talk about a few of these cards. I don't care if you can't see them.
That's fine. Go ahead. No. I was going to say when before I left the office on Monday. Yeah. I was, I actually had a little bit of a similar feeling. I want you to go into the more description of yours because I do love your description of cards when it has nothing to do with buying or selling. So I'm interested to hear more, but I had a lot of fun sleeving this Doink, the Doink the Clown card that I finally got in with the, what is it? What do they call it? Is it a screw down or is that what it was?
I want that cut, Carlos. I had a lot of fun sleeving the Doink. I'd like that cut.
Okay, that did not sound, I did not make that sound bad.
No, you did good. I'm just kidding.
But anyways, yeah, I actually do, I can get on this level. I'm there. Go. What did you have?
I don't care for you talking as much as you are right now. Really?
You were getting prepared. I wanted to fill time.
So first off, I went through that set, like the sign of the time set. I hadn't laid it out in a while. I do want to have something built because I've been very meticulous with this set. If it's a Hall of Famer, it goes in a one touch. If I can get it graded, I do. This is the only time in my life, though, I'm wide open on grade. I don't care who, I don't care where or what. So like for this set, for example, I got this from my buddy Brandon Rye as a gift.
Oh,
Jim
wow.
Brown PSA 10 out of that. Set. I bet it's $1,000 to $1,500 card.
As a gift?
Brandon literally sent, when he heard I was working on that set, Brandon Rye just sent me that card.
Jeez. What happened to Brandon? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
That is true. I don't know. I wonder if something changed with his work or whatever. Because honestly, we've been talking about doing something with like a sneaker giveaway and trying to get the Grizzlies involved at a school in Memphis. And I was like, dude, we are in. Like,
oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Anyways, forget the kids. 9-5-10, Steve Young from Beckett.
Okay.
Awesome card.
Yep.
Who's the? Oh, the two big ones. Well, the Browns for sure, the biggest. 9-5-10 Johnny Unitas, savage card. Awesome, awesome card. Drew Brees is the one big rookie in the set. 9-5-10 rookie of Brees. So if they're graded, fantastic.
Does it bother you at all that they are in different grading?
And this time it doesn't.
Okay.
The only thing that bothers me, it has to be gems. So the Montana's coming in a PSA 8. I'm breaking it out. It'll just go in a one touch. I'd rather have it raw in a one touch because Hall of Famers from the set. From the least Hall of Fame, like a Charlie Joyner, all the way to Montana Marino. If they're not gems, they will just simply go on a one touch. And then the other guys in the set, Bledsoe, Peter freaking Warwick, like some of these random guys, they simply go on a penny sleeve. But it's the only time I've not ever been concerned about everything matching.
Okay.
Normally, I'd be like, I want all 9510s or all SGC 1010s, whatever. This time, I don't really care. So that was cool. Here's another fun card. Do you remember this card? I'm holding up a Tom Brady card that is autographed by somebody else.
It seems really familiar, but nothing's jumping out at me.
So 2 years ago, we went to the Super Bowl out in LA with Panini.
Well,
and we got to interview.
Clarify, Aiden. We didn't go to the.
Well,
Super
we went to
Bowl.
The festivities. We got to interview Aiden Hutchinson for a while.
Yeah,
big
that's
dude
right.
sat down with us. I was like, "Who's your favorite player?" It was Brady. So when we opened a pack with him,
yeah.
we pulled the Brady card. I was like, "Will you sign the Brady?"
And
card?
He signed it. So that's it. Funny.
I will say, Aiden, you got to work on your penmanship. Not overly impressed by that, but yeah, he signed it, put his name on. But I just think it's a cool card. It's a Tom Brady Bucks card, but it's signed by Aiden Hutchinson. I like it.
Isn't that funny that we like interviewed Hutchinson and. Who were the, I guess they weren't as big of names, but
well, Matt
Hutchinson
Corral.
Was the biggest.
At the time, Matt Corral was.
Yeah, he was big. And
didn't
then a
we
few
interview,
others.
Did we interview Garrett Wilson? I was trying to think.
Wait. Yes. Yeah.
I thought so. Who won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the one who's, I think that's the guy whose agent I said I was going to throw off the roof.
That sounds familiar.
I'm pretty sure it was him. It was his agent, though.
This is all on the YouTube page. Here's the problem with that. The audio was not all that great and the lighting wasn't good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing it outside on top of a roof, that posed some challenges. But yeah, that is okay.
Anyways, some of the cool. And then the other thing I've been trying to do lately is if I can find just cool cards of guys I like and I can get them to gem, I will also put those in the mix. So I just recently added, like the last 2 weeks, I added these two cards to the PC box. 2007 SPX die cut. Manny Ramirez, one of my favorite baseball players of all time. It's a $3 card. Came back in SGC 9.5. I was pumped. So I put that in the box.
Like, sure, I'll never, like, absolutely.
And then this one's actually pretty cool. This is a 2001 Topps Chrome All in the Family refractor. Willie Mays is the uncle of Barry Bonds.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I figured you did not know that.
No.
It's a super cool card. Old school Topps Chrome refractors are awesome. Anyways, came back at 9.5. That's probably worth $150.
What do you think their family reunions are like? That's going to be pretty cool.
Bobby Bonds, Barry's dad, was a professional player. Like, it's a savage. There's another cousin or something.
They probably
too.
Aren't even allowed to talk about baseball. The family, the moms are just like, shut up.
There's just a bunch of other, like, Larry Birds, different ones I don't really care about. I will point out a couple others just real quick, then I'll be done. Same thing. 2000 Topps Chrome. It's a dual. I love dual players when they're both greats. Marino and Kurt Warner, 40 touchdown club. It's the refractor version is a 9.5.
Well, I think Purdy's about to break a Kurt Warner record. I think it was like the most consecutive games won or something like for a rookie.
Oh, to start his career maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the last one that I will be done. This is actually, I forgot I had this card. I bought this card raw for like $10. Actually, look this up for me, please, if you would. 2014 Prism, Larry Bird variation. The variation on it is the background in this card, I believe, not his actual uniform. It's the Prism card. Again, it checks all three. Bird had, you know how I'm very, well, you know what? You remember Sign of the Times. You remember my three for PC Larry Bird cards, the three things I want to see in the photography on a card.
Physical mustache. Attribute.
That's one.
Was it shorts?
Well, hams. Yeah.
Hams. Yep. Yeah.
Short shorts.
Oh.
Third is just
mullet.
There you go.
There it is.
And if you notice in that picture, things. Mullet, stash, and look at the cut. That's high ham right there.
I'm not going to lie. He looks really, really good with that mustache.
Can you imagine a guy looking like this is literally dominating?
That's what I was saying.
Unbelievable.
Last episode doesn't make sense.
I bought that card raw, though. That's the other thing that makes a lot of this stuff special to me, even though it's not crazy valuable. I bought that card raw in a gem as an SGC 10. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, that is really cool.
I would like to know, though. I know the other cards have a little bit of value. I'm curious if that's a $50
card. What's it out of? Is it out of anything?
No, but just a photo variation.
Just the photo variation? I'm seeing a number of them, but... I'm getting all number. Oh, silver? Does that? Yep,
it is a silver too.
The last one sold in April, it looks like, for $197.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's down now. But again, my overall point, I'll be done because I know I'm not going to sit here and show a bunch of cards. The only thing in there that actually is worth some money that I forgot I had.
Yeah.
I forgot because I have one of these displayed. So I have two on my mantle behind me in my office. I have a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 69 tall boy rookie autographed with like four or five lines of inscription underneath. He used to do that for I think it's a PSA 2 auto grade 10. It's worth a couple $1,000. It's not crazy.
Oh, okay.
I thought I sold the other one. I didn't. So when I opened my PC box, these two were literally just sitting on top. So the PSA 6 is not autographed.
Sure.
Probably, I would guess $1,500, $2,000. I don't really know. But the other one is a PSA 1.5 auto 10. Same thing, has the Hall of Fame inscription. I totally forgot I had those cards. So those are actually worth a little bit of cash. The rest of the stuff is sentimental more than anything.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
But that overall thought and feeling of like, hey, I don't care if I could ever flip these cards, ever sell them. The market sucks. Can't fill a break, whatever. Yeah. Then you sit down, you spend a couple hours on a freaking Wednesday night and you're like, it is. And I know I'm being overly dramatic about this, but I was like, and that right there.
Yeah.
No, that's why I'm in the hobby. I'm glad we get paid a ton of money to a podcast and all this other stuff we do. And the breaking is great and all. But I was like, at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody else is doing in the hobby. Anybody else says, like, for that hour, it was literally just like, had fun. Sat in my office, had the pups with me. The kid wasn't screaming for once.
Where was your wife?
I don't care. I don't know.
And he doesn't mean that.
She might have been asleep.
He doesn't mean that. That's awesome, man. I'm really glad to hear that. I actually, you've rekindled the love to finally organize some of these other cards that I've got. I think
that box of crap over there.
Well, I'm going to take out a few things to take to the show, the card show on Friday. So.
Last note.
Yes.
Because you see, I have the Zion case. By the way, I need a new Zion case. I broke the lock last night. Couldn't get it open.
So you just broke it?
Well, I must have set the wrong code or the wrong code?
Combination.
Yeah. There you go. So I just pried it open. Now it's broken. I'm going to have to buy another. But it's the four row box. The first three rows are all PC cards. The fourth row, I forgot I had all these. The Kevin Durant PSA 9 Tops cards.
Uh-huh.
Please look these up. This is a fun story. I bought back in the day like 80 of those.
I remember.
2007 yeah. Tops. 2007? Yeah, 2007 Tops, Kevin Durant, PSA 9. It's the white card, the white border, not the black. Pay an astronomical amount of money. I still have 38 of those left. I'm going to guess they are worth $31.
They're the nines, you said?
Yeah, PSA 9, it's the white card. Put this on the screen. Can you put it on the screen? Because there's a couple different ones.
Yeah, no, I know which one it is. The PSA 9.
$31. Am I close?
$31 is so far off, you're insane.
Is it high?
Higher.
It's selling higher?
Yes.
Oh, good. How much?
$33.
Yeah, buddy. I paid an average of about $300 a card back in the day. Because I wired the guy like $40,000. Something like that. I sold a ton for like $500.
I feel bad. I shouldn't laugh.
So that's, I found that stack. But I remembered that.
You have to get off this though, because we got to go on to other things.
Oh, wait, I'm almost done. Momentarily, okay. I forgot I had those. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I got a bunch. I had 38. The other one, last card, then we'll be done. You have to look this up. 2020.
No, you look it up. You talk and you look it up. I'm tired of being the looker up of your memory. I have so many things we need to talk about. We're running out of time.
So the other card, 2020, Topps paper, Kyle Lewis. Forgot about these little fillies. I have Kyle Lewis, who I thought was going to have a big bat, tore his ACL like 75 times, never had anything. I bought that again. I don't even know when I bought these cards, but I know I paid an average of $30. I have that because it was actually in my card ladder collection feature, like date I bought them, how many I bought, whatever. Those are selling for $3.
You have a real knack for
literally not worth the plastic they are printed in or they are slabbed in. They're PSA 10s too.
All down 90% of value. That's a,
Okay.
I am sorry.
Now we can talk about all the
feel
other stuff.
Bad. Go ahead. Go nuts. I do feel bad. Yeah, you know what though? This Saturday, what you gotta have something else you're in mind, right? You have something in mind you want to buy there?
The bird. I'm making the deal for that bird card.
Oh, that's not like at the show, just that guy you're gonna meet.
He's setting up at the show.
I
see. And then I'd like to just find I'm getting back into like cool dual and triple autos, like the old school 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like mid 2000s and like into the teens, triple threads. Football, especially. They had a bunch of like really cool combinations of triple autos, triple jerseys, whatever. I would like to find some cool. There's one of them. I'm pretty sure I always forget the third guy, but it's Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, and somebody else. I would like to find that card. If I could find like a cool Brady, Moss, Gronk type thing. But yeah, I'm going to go there and try to find. And my goal will be to trade 50% of the value in cards as opposed to just all cash.
Oh, okay. Nice. Very cool.
But I want that bird card.
Not going to see there because they won't have
shipped. I will have that bird card.
You will not find.
I want it. Which one?
The Book of Love card. This actually just released minutes before we started recording, but I had to bring it up. Leaf just came out with a $1,500 card. It is a booklet of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's autos. It's just, you open it up and it says Book of Love. And that's what we're dealing with. $1,500. It's out of 11. They're only going to make 11 of these. That to me, I was actually very tempted to buy that card.
What?
Because the market that is implied with Taylor Swift is absolutely astronomical. However, the fact that these are all cut autos from like other, they didn't sign anything specifically for this. This is from other products that Leaf cut out and then made into their product. That's where it's like, I could see this being absolutely phenomenal, and I could also see it being a dud. So
legitimately though, what happens when they split? Because you got to think the huge majority of people buying that are Taylor Swift fans.
Maybe they've already split. That's exactly the thing.
Or those
quick flip.
Those psycho fans are like, oh, you know what? I'm going to buy that booklet and burn half of it with Travis on there. Is that what they're thinking?
But maybe they're like, oh, well, then I have to get my hands on. There's only 11 of them. I'll pay whatever I have to. So
it's not the worst idea.
By the time someone listens to this show.
Is this on Leaf's website?
I would have to imagine these get sold out.
Where'd you see this?
Yeah, it's on Leaf's website.
I don't see it. I tried to find it.
Stadium Club is being pushed. This was also something that I was hoping we were going to get to a little earlier, but it is interesting to note that you got an email, I guess, what was it, earlier in the week? Anybody else?
This has get it. It was forwarded to me, though. They sent to people who pre-ordered on the Topps website. Yep.
So essentially, that product is MIA for the foreseeable time, because it's a good thing, I will say, but it's also interesting to think of when this product will actually come out.
It was supposed to be Wednesday, by the way, the 18th.
So it was coming out next week, next Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. And because of a number of errors that they found,
quality control issues,
they decided to pull the product. First off, I do think that's awesome that they at least took initiative to pull something and not send out something that was subpar.
Sure.
Right? I would rather it not spend my money on something that is known to be problematic than buy something and have it on time.
No question. Yeah. So here's the thing. Good on them for catching it, not releasing it. I will praise Fanatics in that regard. The other side, though, I have some criticism for Fanatics. There should have been a plan in place. Hey, this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, when's the new release date? Yep. To me, have that in the same statement.
Well, that's why
And then the other thing is what? We're still doing this where there's quality control issues big enough to hold up an entire product release. That's a problem.
So I think that when they did this, they refunded everybody, right? So the reason why they refunded it is because they may legitimately not even put this product out.
I don't think
it'll be a very long time.
Okay, that could be it.
I think when I say very long, I mean months.
2-3 months.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not releasing it. You're not releasing Stadium. I would be shocked. Absolutely shocked.
It's just so interesting that they would just refund everybody.
I do think that's a good move. Honestly, this is a case where I'm literally split down the middle. Good on you for getting people's money back. Don't tie it up.
Yeah.
I also hope, though, when they do come up with a new release date, again, good on you for catching the error. Good on you for refunding.
Mm-hmm.
Bad on you for not putting the release date and still having quality control freaking issues enough to have to cancel product. The only other thing I would add to that is I do think you should keep the people who pre-ordered it before should have, and I don't think it'll be a problem. It's pretty mass produced, I think. Mm-hmm. I do think if you ordered it the first time it got refunded, you should have first crack at it when it goes back on the market again.
Oh, I like that.
I really think you should make a very brief, hey, you got refunded. Here's your voucher to pay. You have to pay full price again.
Yeah.
But you at least are locked in to get it. If you had two boxes ordered, you get two boxes when it comes out.
Now, this brings up, though, just something real briefly I want to mention. And I will say this to the audience, who obviously a lot of you are card collectors. If you have been in this hobby for a long time and you know anybody who actually works at any of the facilities where these cards are made, this is something since I got into the hobby, I have wanted to know more about and find out what are the issues, factors come into play that cause there to be so many quality issues. Because I'd be curious if we see a change in that with all the, the hype around Fanatics coming in and buying up all these different card sports, I should say, NBA, basketball, football. If they are going to be the dominant people in the place, are they just going to revamp everything and overhaul the entire card making process?
Well, then they bought the manufacturer, one of the actual manufacturing places, I thought.
And so if that's the case, then are you going to go in, or is that a process that we see in the future? Because obviously, this is to your point, why does this continue to be a thing? That was the thing, Stadium Club's being pushed. Questions come up, but yeah, take that as you will.
The other piece of Fanatics news, then, just quickly to tie into cards, 2023 Topps Chrome update comes out. I don't even know. I'm going to guess November, December-ish.
Did you find that interesting?
What?
That it's update and not just Topps Chrome? Well, finish the story. I'm sorry.
No, Topps Chrome already came out.
2020. Oh, this 2023 Topps Chrome. That makes more sense.
And it makes more. But those MLB debut patches that they've been talking about are going to make, I think that is the debut, right? They have not been in something yet, have they?
That's, yeah, according to this report.
They're going
to
be released. Like, they made a big deal of, like, hey, we're going to do, for the first game, they'll have the patch on the jersey, then they'll go on a card. They will be in Topps Chrome update, which is wild because you're talking about guys, I think, this is what I'm unsure about. Like, does Corbin Carroll have one of these? What's the cutoff? Because those guys will have update rookies because they obviously had their rookie card in Topps Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't from their actual debut game, I don't think. So I'm very fuzzy on who will actually have these.
Well, and also, they only have one, right?
Correct. They're all going to
be one. So it's all one-on-ones.
Right.
Okay.
They're going to be huge. Either way, Corbin Carroll, I don't want to get bogged down the weeds. You swept the freaking Dodgers. Dude, I'm Diamondbacks all the way. I hope the Diamondbacks win the World Series. Ridiculous. The Rangers swept the Orioles, maybe? Josh Young, couple of home runs, played really well. Corbin Carroll, killing the ball. Great for the hobby.
You shouldn't kill anything. That's bad. There are a couple other notes before we get into mailbag. One thing, Lorcana is coming out in 10 other countries. I know we talk about this briefly every time, but it is still a major, major feature of this hobby.
I still don't know what it is. What is Lorcana? Is it Disney?
No, I'm not. You do know.
I literally don't. I'm so sorry.
Well, then that's on you. I cannot help you at this point. I cannot help you at this point.
Oh, my God.
There's no helping that. Nobody tell him.
I don't want to be told, actually. I'm good.
So it's coming out in 10 other countries, before the end of the year, in fact. It is so, there's so much demand for it. They're putting it in other languages and things like that. And then they have confirmed, not only is there a Chapter 3, Chapter 2 is about to come out in November. Chapter 3 will be coming out in early 2024, and then there's another chapter already slated.
Okay, I do have a real question.
Okay,
is it a game though?
Yes,
it is a game. Okay, I knew it was collectible, but it is like it's a TCG.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's sad, dude. I feel terrible. I actually do not like. I don't know the characters in it at all.
I mean, can you name a Disney character?
Pluto.
Sure.
Oh, so it is Disney. That was my thing. Okay, I thought it was, but I was like, you know what?
Yes,
I might not be. Is Pluto in it?
You know, it does speak to like. It's not a good thing that you don't know that, right? Like, you should at least know.
I don't care.
But that's the thing.
I'm not going to pretend to. Like, I let you talk. And honestly, my whole thing is shut your mouth for a minute. I try to actually shut my mouth when you're doing it. Because I know some people do.
Yeah.
And I think I've given you a little more leeway than I did at the beginning because I used to just jump all over it.
That's fair.
The amount of people who ask about it, it's clearly a relevant market. I won't pretend to care about it. But I thought it was Disney, but I didn't know you played. That was my real question.
Yep, it absolutely. Yeah, it's a big thing.
Like Pluto's gonna bite Mickey Mouse's nose off.
Not even gonna dignify that. And then there's gonna be a shiny Pokemon set.
Minnie has a lightsaber.
This is all speculation. It's not 100%, but there's another set that's coming out that could be even bigger than the 151 Pokemon set that just recently came out. If that is at all your world, your realm, some big exciting stuff going on in that part of the hobby.
Okay.
We're going to do a PWCC weekly auction update. But before we do, just a brief flashback to last episode. There was a question raised that I got a lot of flack from Michael on. If NFL players wear cups, the answer has come back definitive in my favor.
Not definitive.
Definitive.
People on Facebook do not speak for NFL players.
Okay. Do you never watch the YouTube from ESPN about the very subject? But it is definitive that the majority of NFL players do not wear cups. That is just a fact.
Do we know any NFL player? We don't have anybody like friendly with the
Aiden
show.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep, Aiden Christensen.
Who is Aiden Christensen? Is that a real person?
I have no idea.
Aiden Hutchinson is, though. We can ask him. So
we can't. So the answer is no. We don't have anybody we can actually talk to.
You don't. I've got a lot of buddies. A lot of linebackers. We go out for drinks.
Saying linebackers, too. I think I'm not saying this to diminish your point of view.
No, go ahead.
What does a linebacker do? Like, where is a linebacker on the field of play? Like,
what do you think?
Well, no, I know the answer.
What do you think I think the answer is?
I'm curious. I think you're confusing linebacker with lineman.
Okay. That is true then.
Okay. Probably. I thought so. The linemen are the big guys blocking for the quarterback or on the other side pushing. The linebacker is a level back, defensive player, one level behind the line.
The linebacker is linemen are two different terms.
I thought I was giving you too much credit last week. I let it slide because we were a little pissy off air with each other.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, okay. I just want to make sure.
Linebacker and lineman are not the same thing.
So the linemen are the real big guys.
Wow.
When he says hike,
yeah.
They're crashing heads. The linebacker is the next level. So he's responsible. Like Ray Lewis was a linebacker. He's the guy kind of freelancing in the middle of the field, tackling people.
You know,
because you made a statement that they weren't athletic, and I was like, wait, linebackers are crazy athletic.
Well, and to be fair, that was not true anyways, because all NFL players are athletic.
Yeah, but I could tell the way you were talking. I was like, I think.
But
okay,
yes, I did not realize. Did you know that jocks are not cups? Because you were saying that a lot, and I know that's a well-known term.
I was talking about in hockey, though. In hockey, you get the jock shorts. It's all one.
Oh, they don't have like a hard cup that you slip into the jock shorts.
It's already built in. You pull it, and then the bottom of the short flips down as an open piece of Velcro.
Uh-huh.
So your socks that you pull up to cover your shin pads, Velcro to that, and then you tape around it.
Interesting. The jock, that's how they would say it in Canada, who play hockey. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, absolutely it would. There was one other note that I had from actually the weekend that
I'd
was
like
supposed to be brought
in
up.
A jock reference every show next weekend. Oh, and I have my sci-fi moment, but I'll do that later.
Oh yeah. Well, let's do the PWCC weekly auction update, and then we'll go into a couple stories before mailbag.
I don't want to do this like this anymore going forward with PWCC.
Okay.
I got screwed on every Lillard card I bid on. I talked about it. They all sold higher than I bid.
That's the problem.
Going forward, I will be adding no value to PWCC.
Sure.
But I will be buying cards because I won't talk about them until I win them.
Here's what you do is you talk about the cards that you already were thinking about buying, and then you juke and you buy something completely different.
Because like a lineman would juke. Is that right?
Is that on the dance?
What is here's a question. What does a safety do on a football field?
Boy.
Okay, hang on.
Stumping me on that one.
Does a safety play offensive or defensive?
Offensive.
Nailed it. Okay.
I did know that. I just don't know exactly.
He plays defense. So he didn't.
Well, why did you say that I did know it?
Because I thought if I gave you a little bit of rope, you just wrap it around that thick neck.
Running back, wide receiver.
Yep.
Linemen.
Offensive and defensive linemen. Yep.
And then.
So linebackers are generally.
We can't do this right now. The audience
cannot. Okay, real quick. Cornerbacks cover receivers.
Yeah.
Safeties play all the way in the back over the top, like to prevent the long ball.
Interesting. Okay.
They do a lot more than that, but yeah. I played safety. I was a strong safety as opposed to a free safety.
All I care about is a wide receiver, a running back, and a quarterback. After that, I stop. Like that.
That's evident. Yeah.
I mean, there's really not a lot of knowledge.
Safeties playing offense and linemen doing God knows what and linebackers who nobody knows about.
Name one safety.
Ed Reed was one of my favorite players of all time.
Currently playing. You don't have one, do you?
Sheesh.
He does that not know one safety.
That's interesting. You know what's funny? That was my position. I grew up.
Such an amazing position. You should know about safeties.
I grew up in the era of great safeties. Troy Polamalu. Well, you know Troy Polamalu, the guy with the crazy long hair?
Yes, I do know.
He was a safety.
The Flying Hawaiian.
Oh, is that his? I didn't know it was his nickname. Okay, interesting. But yeah, so like he was a Steve Atwater when I was even younger. John Lynch. Safeties were my guy. That is funny, though. The only safety that comes to mind now off the top is Harrison Smith, the kid for the Vikings who's. An unbelievable safety.
Wow.
I would have to actually think, who are the best safeties in the league?
That's
funny?
A good question.
Devin McCourty was my guy, but I think he retired last year for the Pats. Number 32.
Interesting.
Great safety.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me think here. Let me think. No, you've got me.
No. Here's the thing. We have to go on. You keep thinking.
Did you pull up the list?
To who?
They're pulling up a safety list.
Oh, no, because I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just needed to point out that it's not as big of a thing. As you made it out to be, the thing that we were going to talk about was a PWCC weekly auction. We were going through
don't
the cards.
Do that.
Listen, I have to steer the ship back, and you know, pulling against the waves of your ADD is very difficult sometimes.
Ooh.
I have to yell to get attention.
Another one of my faves, by the way. I'll be done.
Pulled up.
Earl Thomas played for that crazy good defense. Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, Seattle. Okay, go ahead.
Now we know that. This week there's a number of things, but to your point, I did notice that each time I've been bidding on these, someone even said something on Facebook that when we talked about it, that one of the cards was theirs and it got additional eyes on it. They see, I guess they can see like how many people are viewing their stuff. Mm-hmm. I am very cautious at this point of like what I'm going to say specifically. So I'm not going to name the exact card. I'm just going to say who it is of. There is a Snoop Dogg card that I am purchasing or I'm attempting to purchase right now, as well as a Harrison Ford Han
Pop
Solo
Century?
Card.
Oh.
No, these are all, and they're all, it's multiple different grades, PSA 6, PSA 8. I'm not saying which is which. There's also another Queen Elizabeth, because I keep losing every... Can I give a piece of advice for anybody who wants to buy their card? Just keep an eye on it right before. I keep thinking, oh, I'm going to set a max bid. I keep getting outbid by a dollar on almost every other card that I buy or try to buy. And it's more frustrating than I can possibly explain in the time we have left. So Brock Purdy, PSA 10, I'm also going after. There's a few of these, so I'm comfortable with saying that. And yeah, then there's an Albert Einstein as well.
Oh, there's one Snoop Dogg on the whole.
There was only one Snoop. Yeah. Dang,
that's done. All right.
I thought it was, I knew everything that I'd looked at had, I know there's multiple Albert Einsteins and Harrison Fords.
Oh, there's a bunch of Harrison Fords.
And there's multiple Queen Elizabeths.
All right, take it easy. Get your point.
Dang, Queen Elizabeth. I was really hoping there was more Snoopy. Yeah, so that's what I'm going after this week.
And okay.
Don't outbid me because I'm going to lose my mind.
So one card stood out to me. I have the card in a higher grade, but I always search Bird, Griffey, Brady. Those are always the three searches in these weeklies. This is an awesome card. I am not bidding on it because I own a higher grade, but I want to upgrade. Oh, okay. So I own a PSA 5 Auto 10 grade of the 1980 Tops. It's the Bird, Magic, and Dr. J. This one's a PSA 4 with a 10 auto. I will say I like these autos better. They're signed in Sharpie, and they're signed, again, this is stupid. It's not a big deal, but they're signed horizontally.
Yeah.
Mine are signed vertically. Oh. I actually like this card better.
Can they fit it all horizontally?
Oh, I mean, they did. So, yeah.
It's not too crammed or anything.
It actually looks really good.
Oh, okay.
I am thinking about bidding on it. My thing, though, is on that I'm very comp conscious because, like, I have the card in a higher grade technically, so I could sell mine if I won this. But I am not going to be like a crazy high bidder. The other one, this ends too. Well, here's a question, actually, and I wonder if you'll know this. Extending, it doesn't say when it ends. It just says extending bidding starts in 3 days. So that means it actually ends in 3 days. This will end Sunday night, mm-hmm. and then extended bidding.
Yes. Yep.
So this card is a filthy card. It's a dual auto. It's out of 2020 Topps Diamond Icons, which is about as expensive as a product as they make. It's a Trout Griffey on-card dual patch auto numbered to 10.
Oh.
I'm the high bidder at a stupid low price.
Like, yeah, you're going to want to set a high max bid because that's what happens. Yeah,
because like
to me.
Right now, but no, I did. I set a high max bid. Oh, but my, okay. The current bid is way low. Like, it doesn't just automatically go to your max bid. It's going to go for like 10 times what I'm bidding at right now. Probably more, actually, more than 10x what it is. So I'm kind of curious. That's why I mentioned it. Will some of these slip through the cracks?
That's the thing. Some of them do slip through the cracks, but you never know which ones. That's why it's like, if you really want it,
right.
Set like a reminder to go back and check, because that's where I've gotten burned now multiple times and it's really annoying.
But that Bird card, it's funny. It's rare. I would downgrade a grade of a card.
Mm-hmm.
That one just looks better to me.
There's also one other card that I just bid on that I'm not saying because I'm only seeing one person out there or one of these out there, but... It is a 19.
Not the Snoop Dogg PSA 6.
Never mind. I'm not going to say what year it is.
Yeah, don't give me any more.
Did you already outbid me on that stupid thing?
Did I bid $9 instead of $8? Maybe.
I freaking hate you. Dang it.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car? Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit jiffylube.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right, mailbag time. Let's get into this. Actually, before we go to mailbag, I did have to point out that Mike went out to a restaurant / bar with his wife recently. He saw outside there were some people with dogs, and he proceeds to go over there and show them pictures of his dogs, considering he has a newborn at home and never mentioned the fact that he had a newborn. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Where recently, was this?
It was at Edit, apparently. Your wife.
Oh, yeah, they had a crazy big story, dog.
And I was like,
talking to the ladies about the dog. Dude, that dog, they're like, oh, he's pretty.
And then
pretty.
You show him your dog.
You know, I loved it. We're like, oh, he's pretty friendly. I was like, hey, sweetheart, don't worry about me. That dog was literally on his back, let me scratch its belly in about 2 seconds.
Oh, he's a good scratcher.
And she was like, I can't believe it. I'm like, okay, have you a drink. I didn't know you could bring dogs there. I'm bringing the pups.
I think it's funny.
If I was talking about how cute their baby was, I'd show him my baby. I was talking about dogs, I'd show him a dog.
Have you showed a stranger your baby before? That's a no.
A stranger?
Have you showed a stranger your dog before? Let's follow that
In the setting, yes.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think, if I was like talking about somebody like with a newborn, then yes, I would show that. But if I'm talking about a dog, I show my dogs.
But you've never talked to me about newborns.
Oh, I talk about them all the time.
But never show.
He doesn't have any personality yet. I like the dogs better still. I will like him better eventually. He has to do something for me. Like right now, all he does is crap and get fed every 12 minutes and cry. He's going to progress. He will pass them in the rankings. He has not yet. You got to put work in, dude. I'm loyal. I'm not
the
like
problem
you.
Is no, sometimes no. I believe no. some of the things you're Carlos, saying it scares me.
Here's the problem. You have no loyalty. A kid pops on the scene, you just move everybody off the freaking list for this kid. No. That's... Brady and Griff have been with me for 2 and 3 years now.
Oh my...
They are way up on the list.
I will not sit here and be faulted for my love of a child.
You're above the kid on the list still.
Oh, no, I shouldn't be.
I'm just saying, he hasn't done anything yet. All right, I want my sci-fi moment, then I'm done. I took a lot of grief for the Lord of the Rings thing, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Here's what's not fair, that you have a sci-fi segment and I don't. That's so stupid.
I'm creative and you're not. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, you're creative talking nonsense about something you know nothing about. Go ahead.
I have a sci-fi moment. This whole show
is my version of that for you, because I talk about something I know nothing about, so... There you go.
I don't even know what topic you're referring to because it covers so many.
Okay.
This is the layman's sci-fi moment. Jesse knows much more about the subject, but this is where most people are. Most people are not nerding out about it. I struggle still with the Star Wars thing. Remember when the Order 88 was given? Episode 3, and they're just like wiping out all these Jedi.
You mean like after they basically turned bad? The clones listen to the Republic.
General, and he goes to the temple and just wipes out all the kids, massacre.
I do.
Order, man, what was the order number?
66.
Carlos! I knew it was a repeating. Carlos. I knew it was a repeating number. I was very close. Here's the thing. Some of the Jedi literally get shot down by one or two storms. This is actually an overall bigger point that I'm going to do in 2 minutes or less so you don't lose your mind. I like consistency. So, and I'm going to bring this to the Marvel movies too, which I'm not going to get too in-depth on. There are certain scenarios where one Jedi takes out like 50 stormtroopers, wipes out a whole thing and doesn't even blink. Yeah. But then there's other scenes where they get shot by one, they're dead. Like, that's it. Gone. Like, the same is true in Marvel. Mm-hmm. Thanos can take on like everybody in the world. He's like crushing everybody. Mm-hmm. But then other scenes, Thor is just as strong. But he's not, because if he was, he wouldn't be getting the crap kicked out of him for like 90 minutes of the movie. I like consistency in movies. The Jedi, let me just say this. The Jedi are the most overrated heroes. Not heroes, by the way. You let everybody get wiped out because you're weak and can't finish the job. Useless. The little green fella, Yoda, is supposed to be like the supreme thing, gets thrown around by the Emperor, absolutely dominated, and it ruins everything. Obi-Wan holds up his end of the bargain, cuts off his legs. I'll be done in 35 more seconds. If Yoda just lives up to his end of the bargain there, it's over. Darth would have just died, which, by the way, I like that Obi had no mercy. Leaves the guy burning there with no legs, has no remorse for him. But if the stupid green elf had just finished the job with the Emperor, he wouldn't have shown up to save Darth. Over. That's the whole series. But the little green guy who's all powerful and walking around with the staff and trying to be all tough can't beat one guy one-on-one. That's it. Good. I don't need a retort. Time's up. Mailbag.
It's just so wrong. It's just out of this world.
I'd like to know what part's wrong.
Okay, you saw the battle between Emperor Palpatine and Yoda, right? Like, you know, that's obviously what you're talking about, that he just walked away from that. It wasn't like Yoda was just handedly winning that battle. He was beaten very badly in that battle. Not beaten as far as over, but he was hurt badly in that battle.
Oh, my hatred of Yoda goes way further than that, though. First of all, the guy's under your nose for years, decades. You don't know it's him? You can sense balances in the Force 80 trillion light years away. You don't know one freaking guy under your nose.
That just goes to the point of how powerful he was.
Here's the other thing. Don't train the kid. If you just got behind it and trained him right and had the whole council behind you, he wouldn't have turned into Darth Vader.
Let me ask you.
You see what I'm saying?
The little
Yoda is the most overrated. Yoda is the scapegoat and deserves to be. Not even a scapegoat.
The little green guy in The Mandalorian. What's that?
Never seen it.
Who is that?
I've never watched it.
That's just all we needed to know.
Baby Yoda.
There it is. That's what I was. I was like, you think that's Yoda, don't you?
Oh, no. I knew that it was not related because somebody said, but I've never watched a show. I watched like 2 minutes of one episode. It was weird. I was bored out of my mind.
Grogu is his name. It's the first season was actually really good, too. The fact that you'd be bored out of your mind.
Does Grogu just get deceived and get the crap kicked out of him all the time, too?
Mailbag.
That's a yes.
Bradley Aaron. No, he doesn't. And that's. Okay. I cannot let you derail this.
This is the layman. Bradley, we don't need the in-depth. This is my moment.
Aaron Muse. He says, for Gio, what are some mistakes that you learned from when you first started collecting?
Oh, that's not fair. First started collecting. I mean, tie your shoes. I was like 7. So from when I first really, really got into it as an adult. First, don't be overly cheap with PC stuff. Like, don't haggle over $5 or $10 on a big card and then lose a deal. I do think that was one lesson I've learned. Because I let cards get away because I was like, no, I'm holding tight to this. So that's one. And then don't be in an overly rushed to sell PC stuff for a profit with the mindset of I'll buy it back later. Because all that stuff I sold, I've never had the opportunity to buy back at anywhere near the price I lost it at.
That's really good advice. Thank you. Barry Grice.
I hate to say it. I'm bidding on the bird, man. I am. I just looked up comps. It's way on. I'm bidding on it now.
Let's stop all the Wimby stuff, fellas, and talk about the real king of young sensations and generational talents. That is Connor Bedard.
Oh, it's the hockey guy.
Apparently, this is the hockey guy.
This kid is going to take over the world, they say. I hope he does.
Honestly embarrassing how little respect hockey gets. We actually just had another guy reaching out this morning about this exact
I don't disagree. Thing. Again, though, it's not my thing. I just don't. Like, I'm not a hockey guy.
The hockey market apparently is doing well. If you are into hockey, more power to you. Maybe we should have a hockey guy on. I don't know if we've ever... Did we ever have a single hockey guy?
Yeah, Jeremy Lee.
Jeremy Lee did talk about hockey. That's right. Mike Pulsifer wants to know, Jesse was talking about the backup QBs he was buying, but didn't get a chance to get to the Bears. Did he buy Tyson Agent, the undrafted D2 QB sitting
bought a lot.
At QB2, or Peterman, who's been released and re-signed? I didn't, but who needs them now? Because obviously Bears are winning. They're on the comeback. So
by the way,
never need it.
A little bit of credit on that one. He's not a great quarterback. Justin Fields is crazy electric. And when he has a savage game, the market goes nuts. The dude played awesome. Very good. And then people get crazy with Justin Fields. He's not going to be a franchise guy ever, I don't think. But man, he gives you glimpses of it.
It was fun. It was a good game. I was actually excited to watch that game. Let's go on. Actually, did I ever have Justin Fields? I don't know if I ever pulled his pricing. I am curious what it did after that game.
High bid.
Min Vong, what are your thoughts on the rookie MLB debut patches being released for Topps Chrome Update? Should they have been saved for a more premium product like Dynasty or Definitive? That is something I was actually trying to get to.
It is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was my thought.
I thought they were going to put it just in regular update. like a cheap product, like here's a crazy chase. Mm-hmm. Topps Chrome update is, but I also wonder, are they only going to put certain guys in it and they're going to hold others? I wonder.
Yeah.
Because that's a weird product. And if you're going to do that, just put them in Topps Chrome.
But that's my thing. Yeah, exactly.
But Topps Chrome, the timing, I don't know how many guys would have made their debut by then. So it, we'll see. If it's just a, if this is the end all be all, everything they have is going in that one product, mm-hmm. I'm underwhelmed. If it's going to be stretched out some, fantastic. But like Gilded?
Yeah.
Put a couple in Gilded. That comes out next week. That's a crazy high-end product. That would have been cool.
That would have been really cool. I wonder if they're underestimating like how popular it is. Maybe they have, know that there's not as much demand or something, but I guess we'll find out more when they start selling.
Yeah.
Salvatore Wheeler. Does Party get more love from being Mr. Irrelevant?
No.
No one cares. From success of the team in market, or maybe both?
It's team in market. Nobody cares he was last picked.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, and most people don't even know that, but if you ask the majority of people, they wouldn't even know. I actually bought a 12-card Purdy lot the other day and just sent it off 2 days ago.
What were they? What cards?
All raw, like optic. It was a select silver, select. There was a neon icons insert. I think there were either 11 or 12 total. But his, like, there's, I just think there's upside with the kid.
Well,
short term. I don't know long term. I have no idea. But he's, and if you want to call him a system quarterback and be stupid and just, you know, dumb it down like that, you can. The kid looks phenomenal. Does he have the most talented roster in football? I would argue yes. Don't care. He looks great.
He's top rated QBR, top rated passing.
Yeah. And people are like, well, what if you switched him? The argument this week was Dan Orlovsky, by the way, how is that idiot on ESPN and we're not? Like, it's embarrassing. If you switched him and Mac Jones, Mac would do the same thing. Have you seen what Mac does? I know the Patriots don't have a great team. Mac Jones looks terrible. Like, what? I just hate that stuff. If you're going to say that, let's say that with everybody all time. We can just switch everybody and nothing matters. Hey, Dan, if it was that easy, you'd probably still be in the league.
You think Dan's coming on the show now?
No. I don't know Dan.
I will say Card Ladder did add 2022 QBs, Purdy, Pickett, and Ritter to the compare list. Mm-hmm. I did pull up Purdy's pricing. It is absolutely insane. Have you looked at this? No. So we were talking about, I was trying to buy one of his cards. Like when we were watching the first game of the season, it was like 180, 200. It was between actually 150 and $200. The 2022 Prism PSA 10 is now $300. Do you see this spike? That is, I mean, it's got to come down from this point. So don't buy it at 300. I wouldn't say. It's not to say it's not going to go back there, but it's got to come back to earth, I think. But look at these prices, $335 for a PSA 9 of his silver.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I mean, like, if you look at the PSA 10 of that silver,
there's probably none.
There's 307. It's going for $1,300. Again, the spike on Purdy stuff is absolutely. They're
undefeated. They're the best team in the league. The kid saying. Looks amazing. Yeah.
That's why, yeah.
It is what it is. It ain't no more.
Let's see. James Withrow. Last episode, you were talking about cards. Are fun. That place. It burned down.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the name of the place. Cards Are Fun.
He was a curmudgeon.
Well,
it's a shame the shop's gone.
Maybe he's still around. We could bring him on the show, talk to him. let's see. Cole Baines. If you could have lunch at Monk's Coffee Shop, what would you order? He said he'd order the egg white
omelet. The big salad.
Big salad is.
What are you doing?
That's an Elaine thing. I'm more of like a George meal. I feel like I would get like. Tuna on rye. That's his.
Yeah, I know. I know what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the opposite episode.
Exactly. Yep. But everything turned out good for him. So that's why I do it. Justin Mason, if you had to bet on which team would win the Super Bowl, are you taking the 49ers or field? He says, or the field. I assume he means.
You don't know what that. Oh, okay. So that means I'll take the 49ers to win the Super Bowl or the field, the rest of the teams.
Oh, everybody else.
Correct.
I see. What are you saying? Do you think field. 49ers? No, you don't think
field.
Do you have a team or no?
If you said the 49ers and the Chiefs of the field, I'd take those two.
Yeah.
Just the Niners, I'll take the field.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. Micah Blackburn, does Stadium Club get a boost in popularity by being released in January? He says in January. Do we already know it's January?
Oh, I wonder if that came out. I didn't see that. No, being released in the middle of the offseason doesn't help. Okay. But I didn't know that's when it was. If that's the case, I'm not sure.
Jeremy Byers, Jesse, do you see any value holding sealed Lorcana with all the reprints and no first designation? I heard Chapter 1 troves or gift sets will be reprinted, making those premium to hold. Let me see. I've thought about this, and I had not heard that there was not going to be a first designation. I do wonder if there will be any kind of difference between the two. If there's a little bit of a difference.
Like a first edition type thing?
Yeah, like there's some kind of reference to like this was the very first set and then the others were reprints. That I think they hold value. I think the fact that there were other prints and then they had to do a reprint, or there was an original print and they had to do a reprint, I think that that does create an even additional value for those first ones, only if we can find some designation between, if there's a way that the common man can see a difference. Other than that, I do still think there's value, just maybe not as much. Brian Schoen for Mike, what team do you think will draft Caleb Williams?
Oh, yeah, who's going to be the worst team in the league? Well, he's going to go first. That's okay. Why.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, right now the Panthers are 0-5. I know,
but it's
five,
funny to think of it that
but
way.
But the Panthers aren't taking him. He just drafted Bryce Young.
Okay.
Man, I'm trying to think who's off to. I got to look at the standings real quick.
I mean, where are the Saints at? They can't be doing all that great. While you're doing that, Michael.
Yeah, but the Saints just brought in Derek Carr. You're not. Yeah, I don't think you're paying him big money. You're not going to draft a QB number one. And they've won too many games.
Okay.
Okay, so the Broncos are 1-4, but the Broncos have a ton tied up in Russ Wilson.
Yep.
That doesn't help you. The Giants, I don't remember if they just, Carlos might know this. I don't remember if they re-signed Danny Dimes yet or not. If not, he's got to be coming up on a contract here. If he wasn't re-signed, I don't know. But they're 1-4. They're terrible. The Cardinals, but again, Kyler's making big money. I do wonder. Someone's going to move up and get him. The Bears, but you still got Fields. Are they hopeful? That's interesting. Because, I mean, people will forfeit the future for this kid based on how he's looked.
Okay.
Well, yeah, who does it? I mean, maybe the Patriots, 1-4. Max on a rookie deal, get rid of him. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be really interested. Cody James.
They'll draft a line. They'll trade out of the number three pick and draft two freaking linemen, linebackers in the third round.
Do you guys think Ellie De La Cruz rookie market will be good next year or be a little weaker than normal because of how many of his call-up Tops Now cards have been made?
I mean, the Tops Now market might suck, but he hasn't been a rookie in anything this year. His stuff's going to be on fire next year because we're finally going to get the actual RC logo. So I think it'll be awesome next year for him.
Okay, nice.
And he's crazy exciting, which is good.
I am just looking. There are a ton more, and we've got a lot of time.
I don't care.
Two more.
Okay. Two more.
Let's do
12 more. Here we go.
Ryan Johnson, do you think the first Bowman designation on Bowman U football and basketball products will catch on and have value like it does with baseball prospects?
It'll have some value, nowhere near baseball. Next. I'll go lightning round. Give me a couple if you can. You want to do that or no?
Well, some of these things I think about, like if you have a longer answer, though.
I don't. That was the only answer for that. Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's.
All right. Last question. Okay. Here we go.
All right. This question.
Perfect. Finish.
Dane Inouye. I butchered that. I apologize, Dane.
No, you did good.
If you get a divorce, does your wife have a right to half of your card collection? If so, should you hide your big cards so she doesn't know about them? What if your cards are the reason for the divorce? This question is so upsetting, but I have to imagine it's come up at least once.
Well, Dane, if that's even your real name.
Depends on what state you're in.
We're in the state of bliss. First of all, Dane, next Wednesday, my 15th anniversary.
What?
We are not breaking up, Dane. I've never dated another woman, really.
I don't think he's going talking about you specifically.
I mean, I'm telling you. You asked me, I'm giving you an answer, pal. I guarantee some of these people have prenups, though.
Is Dane going to be my new cousin-in-law?
Where am I going?
Well, obviously, Hannah's been pretty upset. I've heard about it. You told me a lot about it, so.
Making the stuff up. I'm rooting for the heart again. I've been leaving that open. I'm back to rooting for it.
Thanks. I appreciate that. All right.
Widowmaker.
Guys, if you didn't get your mailbag question asked this week, throw it in on Monday.
Or give up on the show and stuff.
Don't do that one. The opposite of that one.
It's a contract year. We need you people.
Good year, though. We're excited for next week. We got more people, more guests. I've reached out to a couple people.
Hey, we should have Jeremy Lee. That was a good point. Jeremy's a hockey guy. Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. And if you guys have any other requests on who you'd like to have on the show, please message us, say something on Facebook, tag us. We'll try and reach out.
Go outside and scream the name, and if we hear it, we'll use them.
Ooh, I like that one the best.
All right, Sports Cards Nonsense, brought to you by the Ringer Podcast. Network by Spotify.
You gave me so much crap for how I say it.
You know what I say every week, people, so we're done. Goodbye.
Bye.
This
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.